podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Professor Quintin Johnson is Managing Director of TCIPS, which is an international centre for the study of phytotherapy, based at the University of the Western Cape in South Africa. He describes a new consortium intent on unlocking the health potential of traditionally used medicinal plants by conducting rigorous randomized trials.
There are 10 times as many traditional healers as doctors in South Africa, with 80% of South Africans using alternative remedies to treat conditions ranging from the relatively benign to the life-threatening. However, this age-old knowledge is being lost and more consumers are self-medicating with unregulated products, raising a number of safety concerns. South Africa is home to 3,000 medicinal plants, of which 300 are regularly traded, generating close to $600 million a year in revenue. Unlike pharmaceutical products, which are tightly regulated by the South African Medicine Control Council, there is very little statutory oversight of traditional remedies. Consumers may buy what they think is a natural product, only to find that it might be laced with pharmaceuticals. Here at TCIPS, which is our International Centre for Studying Phytotherapies, my colleagues and I straddle the worlds of scientific research and traditional healing. We believe it's critically important to understand the quality, safety, and efficacy of plants that are used as medicines. In January 2011, we launched the MUTI project in partnership with the universities of Oslo and Bergen in Norway, Oxford in the UK, Di Bamako in Mali, Makerere in Uganda, Free State and Western Cape in South Africa. MUTI stands for Multidisciplinary University Traditional Health Initiative, but the word MUTI also means medicine in isiZulu and is widely used in Southern Africa to denote any powerful medicine, regardless of who prescribed it. The MUTI Consortium aims to increase the capacity of African clinical and public health researchers to conduct trials of traditional medicines. We plan to host interactive workshops for 100 investigators over the next 4 years, with a 2011 workshop planned for Cape Town in early November. We hope to attract investigators who are already working on specific plant medicines and train them to design, undertake, and analyze well-conducted clinical trials. One of the trials we're working on investigates the efficacy of the red-flowered Sutherlandia in combating HIV/AIDS. Sutherlandia is a member of the bean family that is indigenous to the Western Cape in South Africa and has been used for centuries by traditional healers to strengthen the immune system. We have already established that it is well tolerated by HIV-positive patients and are now planning a phase 2b trial to test its efficacy. We will assess whether the extract, which has been formulated into a capsule, can slow the progress of HIV in patients who are otherwise healthy and, importantly, who do not yet need antiretroviral medication. Assessing the safety and efficacy of traditional medicines requires a different approach to pharmaceutical development, where scientists try to grasp the workings of a single active ingredient before progressing to clinical trials. In our reverse pharmacology model, we consider the activity of the whole plant, beginning with the knowledge of people who use it for a particular condition. We try to understand the chemistry of the plants and the potential drug classes of the natural actives they contain, as well as the effects in cellular assays and animals, all before evaluating them in humans. The development of this scientific evidence determines how we progress. Translating the knowledge contained within communities into viable medicinal products is what MUTI hopes to realize. At the end of our project, we hope to have established an African network of enthusiastic investigators, highly trained in trials methodology, who can conduct trials of medicinal plants to an international standard.
To find out more about the MUTI project, follow the links from International Clinical Trials Day Special Collection at www.thecochranelibrary.com.